Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Speaking of changing the culture, Casey, last month you reported that the Bulls at the end of this season, whenever it is over, and sooner the better, will seek an empowered presence in the front office and add somebody to kind of as a decision maker. What level, that remains to be seen. You also addressed this week in your mailbag in NBC Sports Chicago the likelihood, or maybe the far-fetched idea of Sam Presti being that guy. What are the chances and how difficult would that be?
He can be number one on your list. If you want to completely, you know, energize a fan base and change a culture, you land a big name guy like a Sam Presti or a Masai Ujiri. Look, all it takes is ownership to think they have an opportunity to land a guy like that and then change their philosophy on paying $8, $9, $10 million a year. I'll believe that when I see it.
Oh, KC telling us what might have been. That was back in 2020. It is a Spiegel and Holmes show. By the way, we are giving away Windy City Smokeout tickets. Did you know this?
I did not know this.
If you check out this here show from 2 to 6, we're going to give you an opportunity to win general admission tickets to the Windy City Smokeout on Saturday, July 12th. Performances include Kane Brown, Megan Maroney, and more. For tickets and information, visit WindyCitySmokeout.com.
That's a very fun country event I have attended with the lady before.
Oh, yeah?
As one does, when the lady loves something, you attend, damn it.
I know our friend Layla Rahimi is a big fan of the Windy City Smokeout as well.
I saw Layla there, in fact, at the one that I attended. You're exactly right. So, yeah, it's a thing.
We're going to give away tickets, so keep this number in mind. Don't call now. Just keep this in mind. 312-540-0670.
So, Sam Presti was a target, was the idealized target, and, of course, KC elucidating exactly what the Bulls would not do, which is rise up, give somebody like that all the power and all the money, which the Bears just did for a head coach, and we're all celebrating that new era, which the Cubs did for Theo Epstein in 2012.
What the Bears did for a team president.
Yeah, Bears absolutely did it for a team president. Went and got a guy. It's what the Blackhawks did way back when for Stan Bowman and Scotty Bowman. Like, go to a rival, steal someone great, give them a higher title and a huge pile of money, and let them go. And that might have worked out.
Looking at what Sam Presti has done has been incredible, and they're still in great shape. Like, they're in great shape cap-wise, they're in great shape draft-wise, assets upon assets upon assets.
It's insane what they have.
They've also gotten it right. Like, the player personnel aspect of it, the player development part of it.
Jalen Williams at 10, keeping Lu Dort and having him comfortably pivot to 3-and-D. It's a guy who averaged, I think, 17, 18 points a game one year.
Looking at Chet Holmgren and going, you know what, maybe the body does scare a lot of people, but we've got ways that we're going to use him, and then he ends up being a super valuable piece on a championship team.
Giving up Josh Giddey a year before they were going to have to make a decision and ending up with one of the great defenders in the game, and Alex Caruso.
Yeah. Now Alex Caruso now has two championships. Yeah.
Well, at least the Bulls got one of those valued draft assets from Oklahoma City, didn't they? In the deal? Did they not? Hold on. That doesn't seem right.
Are you checking that?
I'm checking that right now.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
Alex, do we have that? What'd they get? Josh Giddey and... Oh, no picks. My bad, no picks.
And they're probably going to give Josh Giddey $30 million a year.
Oof. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't like it. Don't like it at all.
All right, so you're worried that the Bulls are going to learn the wrong lessons?
Yeah, I'm worried. I'm because of, you know, history being prologue here, I'm worried that what Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley are going to see is not how, even though they had the chance to draft Tyrese Haliburton, they're not going to look at how the Pacers were necessarily built. They're going to look and go, oh, they were the four seed. Would you look at that? A four seed.
Got all the way to game seven.
All the way to game seven of the finals. And here, and Speaks, why do I feel that way? Because what have they told us before? They have told us before, well, a play-in team made it all the way to the NBA championship. They can now use this as, see, we can, I'm not wrong. They did that.
I want you to be wrong.
I want me to be wrong, too. I really would like for the Bulls to be competitive again.
Also, in general, I'd like you to be wrong more often. I think it's entertaining.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Like, I just... Well, that's how you end up getting a take monster. That's how you end up getting an opinionista who's in screaming at halftime during the NBA Finals.
Well, I wasn't going to give you that job.
If you want, I know
you already put yourself up for it.
I can play that role if you'd like for me to. I don't think you want that.
I just want you to be you.
This is just me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. It's good. I like it.
No notes except for the one.
Except for the one. I just want you to be wrong a little more often. Or maybe I just need to point it out. You know what I mean?
Sure, I'm okay with that.
Are you okay with that? All right, let's lean into it. Tanny, do you have all the times Lawrence has been wrong? You got that supercut?
Actually, I do. It's 0 seconds long. It's never happened.
Damn it!
Are you sure you want to live that life again, Speaks, with a take monster?
Oh, the take monster.
I mean, I could point out some of the stuff I've been right about.
I wouldn't expect you to do that.
I mean, we could talk about PCA Bunning again if that's what you want to do.
Oh, see, look at that.
See if you want to get into that.
He's coming at me. I didn't say he was good at it. I just said he should be good at it. Should be doing it.
Hey, there's a texter who clearly agreed with you.
What's that?
Because there was a texter who's like, you guys have been talking about Kyle Tucker over the last 30 days. What about PCA? And I'm like, PCA's been slugging .562 over the last 30 games. Yeah, what do you want from him?
He's a cleanup hitter on a team that's 14 games over .500.
He's probably never going to be a great hitter because he swings a lot, but there's the chance for him to be a great slugger.
You know who he's got some of in his profile? Kirby Puckett and Vladimir Guerrero Sr. in terms of, I don't care where the ball is.
I'm going to hit it.
I am going to hit it. And see, he is a C-ball, swing the crap out of the bat and hit that ball guy.
He's still developing as a player, so maybe I'll be wrong about that. But I think that he's probably more slugger than he is hitter. Yeah. I don't know if PCA will ever hit 300, but I think that PCA clearly can be a guy that can hit you 35 home runs.
And I don't know if he'll ever walk 70 times in a season.
Yeah. But you know, you get caught up in like the profile of like that guy's not that big and he's really, really fast.
Right.
You know, I get it. I get where people are coming from. But back to the basketball.
Yes.
I just feel like when they look, they should be looking at Oklahoma City. They should be looking at Indiana.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
They should be looking at the rest of the Eastern Conference that they're trying to catch up with and look for answers and not kind of look for luck. What does Danny always say? That luck is not a strategy?
Hope is not
hope
a plan.
Hope is not a plan. Yeah, and luck is not a strategy.
When Jed said the hope and the plan is for Matt Shaw to come back, it was like, wait, hope is not a plan, but the hope was the plan.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Cubs, by the way, there's a little move. Nate Pearson has been optioned back to AAA.
Oh.
And they selected the contract of somebody who has been in the minor league system, the former Tigers starting pitcher, former Cubs reliever, back with them again, Michael Fulmer is going to be in the Cubs bullpen.
Okay.
Sure. Why not?
You got to keep trying. You have to keep trying.
Roster churn, roll churn.
You got to pull the arm and just say, let's see what happens. Yeah, let's see if this is the spin where we get the, what's it at the end of Ocean's 13, Tanny?
The Lou Gehrig.
I didn't get, go ahead, Speaks. I didn't get that far to the Ocean's.
It's not 13, it's 11, right?
No, 13 is the one where they terrorize the guy, and at the end of it, he gets the.
Spoiler alert, I haven't seen it yet.
That's 11.
Oh, is that 11?
Yeah, it's the first one.
I thought it was 13.
It's David Paymer.
That's right.
The actor David Paymer is like, I gave him a Lou Gehrig at the airport. I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
It's $11 million, man.
Can you imagine just pulling that lever?
I imagine every time we go out to Circa. Every time we go to Circa and I'm in the airport, I'm like, maybe there is a loose slot here that I could win some money and I'll just stay here for a while.
But Lou's slot is never there. That guy doesn't even travel with us anymore.
No, he's usually back at the hotel. In the back, though.
Good old Lou. The whole slot family is back there.
Yes, it is. One more thing about the finals.
Yes, please.
I, as a 50-year-old, and this fear started probably the last couple of years, I do a lot of miles. I get a lot of steps in every day. I spend a lot of time on the elliptical. And the thing that I fear, the injury that I fear most is an Achilles rupture. Because I put a lot of miles on. And I felt terrible for Tyrese Halliburton last night. Once you hear calf strain, like serious calf strain, your mind immediately goes to that guy's Achilles is probably going to pop.
And it snapped. You saw there's slow-mo.
You saw the vibration of it all the way up the leg. Doug Buffone had this, and he talked about how when his went in a game, he wanted to go back in because it's Doug and it's the Bears of the 70s. Was it Fred Kato? Where Fred Kato was like, look at the back of your leg. And you could see that it's like a rubber band. Like that rubber band had snapped. And it was just there at the bottom of his foot.
My dad tore his in his 50s, tore his Achilles playing tennis. And he said it snapped and rolled up the calf and was just sitting there like a little racquetball. All rolled up, racquetball-sized hump there in the middle of the calf. I spoke to a doctor before the show because we were talking about this, Lawrence, and it's a sports medicine expert, suffice to say. And he said if you look at these Achilles injuries, they all kind of happen the same way. Jason Tatum, Halliburton, Durant's Achilles, and even Kobe's back in the day, when Kobe had knee issues and then came back and tried to play through it and he got the Achilles. It's when your leg is in the terminal position, he said, where the full leg extension is straight And then there's force that's added in.
You're pushing off.
You're pushing off, or you're getting ready to jump. That's when the Achilles pops. And because you asked a question. You asked the question.
I got two questions. One of them is, does the footwear matter? And that's been a big thing today, is that people have been talking about the idea of guys are wearing three quarters or low tops instead of high tops.
Mm-hmm.
The other question is, let's say Halliburton doesn't play game seven, that he did his job in game six. He sits on the couch and rehabs for the entire summer.
It's so impossible to ask someone to do that.
Of course it is. And he wears a boot. Is he less likely, or how less likely is he to pop the Achilles if he just went on rest between now and October?
I was told it is less likely that he will pop the Achilles. They can't guarantee it. They don't know for sure. But you look around, and they've all been talking about it. The sports medicine community has been talking about it quite a bit. And, of course, a leg weakened by a calf injury or even a thigh injury or a knee injury when the body is trying to compensate is more susceptible to this kind of thing. And there have been enough now. The Pacers have three different players have torn the Achilles on the Pacers alone.
Yeah, the amount of miles that guys are getting in plays a huge role in it. It's too bad, and I appreciate him, and I think Indiana appreciates him going out there and trying, and all of us, like everyone who was watching was just like, oh my God, like this. He had done really well of kind of protecting it until that moment, like playing within himself. And it's too bad. They'll be back, not next year, but the year after when he's healthy. They will be a dangerous team. By the way, you're going to hate this.
Yeah.
I was right. It was Ocean's 13.
Oh. What?
Tanny, you can go ahead and put that one on the list, too.
No way.
Yeah, it was the one where they terrorized him throughout. Remember, it's not at the end of Ocean's 11, the end of Ocean's 13. By the way, if people who only saw the newer version of Ocean's 11... you should go back and watch the original. The original is great. And
is it really?
Yes.
I always thought the original was supposedly just an absolute mess. It was like they all just got together for a party, the whole Rat Pack.
They did, but I found the ending more satisfying.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.